Hello, Ms. Robinson.
Yes, ma'am, I am here.
Okay, thank you for your patience. So I wasn't able to find the roadside assistance, coverage, with the info, with the policy number that you gave.
Okay, so for me to understand completely, I don't have roadside assistance, correct?
Weird, but the system is not showing it.
It's not showing it.
Now, do you know if you added it to your policy?
No, ma'am. So I am on my husband's, which is Robert Kelly. That is, like, I guess that is the, what would you call that? The...
He's the primary policyholder.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've been drinking. I have been drinking, but yes, ma'am, I caught a flat tire. So when I got pulled over, I did get pulled over tonight. So when I got pulled over, I went to my right. I went to the gravel. So when I went to the gravel to my right, it gave me my flat tire. It gave me my flat tire, my front right tire. So I wanted to get it towed, or at least get my front tire exchanged to at least my spare, and at least get me to the house so I can go to work and, you know, do motherly things, take my kids to school the next day, blase, blase.
Right, I understand.
Thank you, thank you. So as you're breaking it down, it does let me know from here on out, and I can explain that, and I may have to move on from what he has me up under.
Okay, and do you spell your husband's last name K-E-L-L-Y or E-Y?
No, it's L-L-Y. Robert Kelly. Date of birth is 12/21/89.
Okay, but that is the correct policy number. Now, was it 00 or was it O-O, like the letters?
No, it was 00, darling. I believe those were 00. Looking at my papers that I got in the mail. So my policy number is this. Okay, policy. Let me look again one more time. One more time, my darling. Give me 1 second. Okay, that is not it. One second, my darling. 1 second. 1 second. Policy. So, yes, looking it up. It says TX. I want to say that is a 001652 5H.
Okay. TX0016. Did you say 125?
No, one. Okay, so after zero, the 00,
mm-hmm.
16,
mm-hmm.
5258.
Okay, yes, yeah, still didn't pull up anything. Can you see on the paperwork, does it say the roadside assistance?
Is
on it?
No, ma'am. So I just got my vehicle, right? So my first month, which is this still is, I know it's April, but I know it's it is effective to the 15th of this month, but I got it on the 4th of March. I got it on the 4th of March. So on is 03/22 to 4/15 to 22, and then on there it says insurance, blah blah. Let me see, in case, blah blah, home. Okay, it's just a screenshot, my darling. On the paperwork that I do have that came in the mail, I ended up leaving that in my car, so I couldn't tell you what that said. And my car, it pulled over on the side road. And I want to go get it.
He said it's 03/15, the start date.
No, so my start date, let me see. Okay, as
the
effective,
yeah.
I would say effective date on what I see, looking at my screenshot, it does say 02/23/22, but then I want to say that 03/22 is for his vehicle, which is the Ram. If you see that in your data.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm sorry.
Because I can't see the actual policy. That's why we have to just search for it with the policy number or the last 8 of that VIN number or the phone number.
Okay, I can give you his phone number. So his phone number is 703-398-5396.
Okay, let me see if that'll pull it up. No, you said it's 703-398-5396.
Correct.
Yeah, it's still pull up a roadside plan.
No roadside plan.
Yeah, but you do have the option to pay out of pocket. And if you do have it, I'm sorry.
And what would that be?
Well, it depends. For a tire change, it could be around $75, maybe more or less, depending on the provider.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Can you give me a guesstimation if I want to upgrade our policy to have the roadside assistance and let's say just roadside assistance and whatever comes with that package? How much more would that be for both vehicles?
Yeah. See, I'm not sure because I don't have access to that information either. You would have to actually speak to an insurance agent.
Okay, my darling. I may have to wait into the morning. I didn't want to wait till the morning, but I may have to and just say that $75. So as of now, I appreciate everything you have done and what you have looked into or...
I'm sorry. You said you're going to wait until the morning and then what else?
Yeah. Basically, to dawn. So once I hit dawn or whatever, I know I have no choice but to use husband's truck and go change my own tire. And like I said, when I got pulled over, I pulled over into that side road to my right, and it was all gravel. When I hit that gravel, and as I was still going, until I came to my complete stop or whatever, I did see my light come up for tire. It never told me which tire or whatever. And then that's when the police came up to me and told me, like, hey, your front right is going flat. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, and I'm sorry I couldn't better assist you.
You're fine. You're good. It all goes with the policy. That's all it is. So, you know, it ain't your fault. It's based on more of our behalf, but I appreciate it, my darling. Can I get your name one more time?
Elisha.
Well, Elisha, you have a good morning / good night. I appreciate what you have tried to do for me, my darling.
Okay, you're welcome, and I thank you for contacting Emergency Roadside Assistance, and I hope you have a better night.
All right. Likewise, my darling.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.